Well, it's always fun on this show when we get to visit with a former Browns player. And this week, appropriately, we are going to shine the alumni spotlight on Gary Collins, former standout wide receiver for the Browns, because he's going to be involved, and we'll explain that in a little bit, with next week's draft. First of all, Gary, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Vic. Nice to be here. Always back to Cleveland's great.
Well, it is, and we're on the line with you from your home in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and you are going to be in New York next week, and this is very cool because the NFL is going to have representatives, former players like yourself, of all 32 teams making the selections, and in your case, the second-round pick for the Browns on Friday, and I say make it, announce it. The Browns will actually make the pick, but you're going to be the one announcing that pick on the stage in Radio City Music Hall next Friday. How exciting is that?
Real excited because, really, I'm representing all the guys that I played with in the 60s, and it's quite an honor to be picked. I'm sure I'll be a little nervous, but I've been in front of crowds before, so I'll hang with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And it's nice, looking over the itinerary here, that you get there. They actually got you coming in a couple of days early on Wednesday. You have an event that night where all 32 players are going to kind of mingle, do meet and greets. You're going to have dinner at probably a fancy, nice New York restaurant because there's a million of those there. And then you're going to walk the red carpet on Thursday with, again, the other team representatives for the first day of the draft. Lunch with the commissioner on Friday. And then you get to do the pick on Friday night when the draft commences with round two. I just like this idea, first of all, of reaching back to connect you guys who played in your era and the other eras of this league, and then connect them with today.
Well, generally in something like this, the people select the Hall of Fame guys. Well, there was other players that played besides Hall of Fame people. And it's nice to be recognized. I know some of the people that are coming up there, they only identified a couple to me. Barry Sanders was one of them. One guy I think I played against, he was a rookie in 1970 or 71, Roger Worley with the then St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. The girl I had talked to, she was going to send me a list, but I don't know who the other 30 candidates are.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're going to be with some great ones because you, too, a great one. And, Gary, when we think back to your career with the Browns, those great years that you had wearing a Browns uniform, 1962 to 71, a couple of Pro Bowls, you were on the NFL's all-decade team of the 60s. As you look back on it, what are some of the favorite memories? What's stuck with you all these years?
Well, of course, when we won the world championship, but we had a lot of great teams after that, and I've been interviewed many times over the last decades, and I always tell people with a few breaks, the Cleveland Browns could have been the team of the decade in the 60s. I mean, 1965, there was no better football team in the NFL. Jim Brown was the MVP. It was his last season, and we had a great team, and we went up to Green Bay. And, of course, when we played Green Bay, we always laid an egg. We never could beat Green Bay or Minnesota. It just was one of those things.
Maybe just the matchups, huh? Because that's usually what football's about.
Generally, our offense could stack up with anybody, and not to discredit our defense. I mean, we never had any standout defensive ball players. But as a unit, as they used to label them, used to scare me when he had faced the fearsome foursome, the guys from Minnesota, the Purple People Eaters, and they called our defense the rubber band defense. That scared me as an offensive player.
Yeah, and again, when you think about some of the people you've played, with teammates. I mean, I'm talking about. And you, in 63, in the starting lineup, you lead the team 43 receptions and working with Frank Ryan with the two of you combining for 13 touchdowns. I would imagine, through the air, I would imagine that was kind of a magical time for a young guy like yourself early in your career to find that chemistry right away.
Well, it was good right off the bat with Frank. Of course, you got to remember in those days, you ran first and you threw second. So when you say, well, he caught 43 balls, well, in those days, that was a large number because you got to remember number 32 was in the backfield then, and he's going to get 30 to 35 plays. So as a wide receiver, you never expected to get a lot of balls thrown to you, like today's game. So comparing wide receivers then to now is really an unfair comparison.
Gary Collins, former Browns standout wide receiver, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He will be announcing the Browns' second-round pick next Friday, actually a week from today, in New York. Now, Gary, when you brought up something very interesting, a different style of game, and again, it was a run-first type of league as opposed to today, and different rules, very much not designed as they are now to allow the passing game to flourish as much. What was it like to play in an era when defenders could pretty much do what they wanted to you between the time you got the snap and then had a chance to try to catch the football?
Well, I saw Bob Hayes. I saw Paul Warfield. Not only myself. They said, well, Collins can't beat the bump and run because he's not a speed merchant. But the cornerback with the old bump and run system from the line of scrimmage, from the snap of the ball, movement through the pattern while the ball was in the air, defensive back could push, grab, throw, hit, whatever he wanted to do at the receiver. So you were at a distinct disadvantage. And until they changed that rule, wide receivers didn't really play a big role in the offense. I mean, you caught your normal balls, the hooks, the crosses, the posts, and stuff like that. But these go routes that guys are running now, you were literally raped as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, little Pat Fisher, who should be in the Hall of Fame, he was 5'9", 5'10", 170 pounds. Well, he, a lot of the games, he controlled me because he hung on like flypaper. And it was frustrating. It really was.
No, I'm sure it was. And the other thing, Gary, is that you obviously distinguished yourself as an outstanding receiver, but you also punted, and you were and that was a significant role as well. And you know, when we think of today's game and the specialist that the punter is, along with the kicker. Obviously, the Browns had a guy by the name of Lou Groza, you know, whose name resonates as one of the all-time greats, a Hall of Famer, but. When you think of the and that he wasn't just a specialist, but when you think of you punting as well as receiving, that wouldn't compute in today's game.
Can you just pick out any of the real good or great wide receivers in today's game? Third and 15, third and 20, incomplete pass. It's 85, 90 degrees, humid. And onto the field comes 10 new guys. And who's coming back to the huddle? That wide receiver who has down the field 40 yards. And you get in the huddle, they said, punt formation, ready on the snap. Gary, get a good punt off. I mean, it was hard.
Right.
And our conditioning wasn't as great as it is now. The emphasis, you know, wasn't as great. But I must have been in some kind of shape to do that because a lot of days on a hot day, it was difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the days when, like you said, it would be difficult just to do the job you did, your regular duties, to add that to it and to concentrate on that because that's such a vital part of the game. The field position part of the game is huge.
And no one thought of the paycheck. It was part of the job. Don Cockcroft and I were talking about in a recent visit to Cleveland this past weekend. I remember going downfield an incomplete pass, and this was like 67 or 66 when he first come up. I come back by the bench. I said, get your blank in there because you know, I'm tired.
Right.
And it just was an added thing you really didn't need. And I finally didn't handle it after 67.
Now, you're today down in Hershey, PA, in Steeler country as we talk about it, where you've you're a Pennsylvania-born guy, Williamstown, PA. You got a landscape business. You're a very busy guy with all that.
Well, I actually, it's my son's business. I help him out 3 days a week. I was in insurance and securities for about 25 years, and I'm really semi-retired, but I help him. He's got a very nice business, and I just love her. She's a great place to live.
And do you just, is it for you, I mean, it's something to do, but getting the outdoors, is that what appeals to you with the job, especially when you, after football, you spend a lot of time working indoors?
Well, I like it. Plus, it'll keep you in shape. You're out there in the elements, but it's mainly just to help my son.
Well, and let me ask you this, because you're going to get this chance to make this pick. I know you're a Cleveland Brown forever. You know this team needs all the help it can get offensively. Are you hoping that you're announcing the name of an offensive player come Friday?
It wouldn't matter to me. You know, what's funny is this is the 50 years ago I was drafted number one, 1962. Actually, I was 1B. Ernie Davis was 1A. And I came through a draft between Dallas and Washington and the Browns. I was number 1B, and I was looking back in that draft. Not too bad of a draft. He had Mike Lucci. Guess who the seventh-round pick was, and he was my roommate.
Who was that?
John Havlicek.
Wow.
So he played 16
That's
years.
Right.
So, you know, it's strange. I played with me and John Havlicek as rookies. Never thought we'd be playing with the two greatest people in respective sports, me with
right.
Jim Brown and him with Bill Russell. So
right, in basketball.
There's a story there, but I don't know where.
I don't know. It's attaching you to greatness, and who knows? Again, that name you may be announcing again a week from today at Radio City Music Hall, the Browns' second-round pick, he may turn out to be a great
one. I hope so. I hope so.
Well, thanks, Gary, so much for your time. We truly appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in New York.
Well, you're welcome, and hope to see you soon.
He is Gary Collins, former Browns standout wide receiver, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.